We're going to end this show with a great friend of ours. You can tell that he's a friend of ours because this is the 13th time he's been on the Mountain Stage. He started coming way back. And as you see why, because people love him as much as we do. He's certainly one of Canada's favorite musical sons. He's already in the Canadian Music Hall of Fame. And a couple of years ago, he made his 31st album, CD, which included a lot of original songs, as always, a couple that he co-wrote, and some instrumentals. He has taken a little bit of time off and not worked quite as hard as he usually does because he is a new dad, and so he's taking care of his daughter. But he's starting to work, yeah, starting to work on some new thoughts and new ideas. He'll keep going, hopefully, forever. And as long as he goes, we hope he visits us whenever he can. That last CD is called Small Source of Comfort on True North. Please welcome back to the Mountain Stage, Bruce Cockburn.
Thank you, Larry. Hi, everybody. Nice to be here. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's an old piece from back in the 70s called Deer Dancing Around a Broken Mirror. The title for that came from a story by a Japanese writer named Kenji Miyazawa, he had kind of a double career. He was the Japanese equivalent of A.A. Milne in terms of being a popular children's author. But he also wrote the most amazing poetry, really deep and heavy, not heavy going kind of stuff, but just deep and meaningful poetry and beautiful imagery. This next song, I have no idea where it came from. I woke up one morning and it was in my head, which is not something that has happened very much in my life. And, you know, when that does happen, I figure you got to run with it. So this is called Call Me Rose. This is from the Small Source of Comfort CD that Larry mentioned. My name was Richard Nixon, only now I'm a girl. You wouldn't know it, but I used to be the king of the world. Compared to last time, I look like I've hit the skids. Living in the project with my two little kids. It's not what I would have chose. Now you have to call me Rose. I was the boss of bosses the last time around. I lived by cunning and ambition unbound. The suckers said they'd stand behind me, right or wrong, as if they thought that hubris was the mark of the strong. I was an arrogant man. Chose. Now you have to call me Rose. Call me Rose. Call me Rose. It's not what I would have chosen. Richard Nixon, only now I'm a girl. You wouldn't know it, but I used to be the king of the world. I'm back here learning what it is to be poor, to have no power but the strength to endure. I'll perform my penance well. Memoir will sell. It's not what I would have chose. And now you have to call me Rose. Now you have to call me Rose. I don't know why I picked on Richard Nixon, except that shortly before I wrote that song, or before it was written in my sleep, the Bush administration of the day, I forget which whether it was Bush, you know, the first time around or the second time around, not the old CIA Bush, the other guy, but there was a brief effort made that was probably a Karl Rove plot to rehabilitate the image of Richard Nixon, who, of course, had gone down in disgrace. And, you know, for a little while there, every time you turned on the talk channels on TV, there'd be some pundit telling you that Nixon was terribly misunderstood and he was really the greatest president of the 20th century and perhaps ever. And this went on for a little while, and then it abruptly stopped, and you could just see that they had had a budget for this campaign, and it started and it stopped because nobody bought it. The American people were not fooled. Too many of them could still remember Richard Nixon. Not that he was the worst out there by any means. I mean, he did some cool stuff, but he also sort of went all fractal in a very obvious way. So anyway, it's all, I guess that's about redemption or something. This is a song about an institution.
Padded with power, here they come, international loan sharks, backed by the guns of market-hungry military profiteers, whose word is a swamp and whose brow is smeared with the blood of the poor. Who rob life of its quality, who render rage a necessity by turning countries into labor camps, modern slavers and drag us champions of freedom. Sinister, cynical instrument who makes the gun into a sacrament, the only response to the deification of tyranny by so-called developed nations, idolatry of ideology. North, south, east, west, kill the best and buy the rest. It's just spend a buck to make a buck. You don't really give a flying f*** about the people in misery. IMF, dirty MF, takes away everything it can get, always making certain that there's one thing left. Keep them on the hook with insupportable debt. And see the paid off local bottom feeders passing themselves off as leaders. Kiss the ladies, shake hands with the fellas, and it's open for business like a cheap bordello, and they call it democracy. 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 And see the loaded eyes of the children too, trying to make the best of it the way kids do. One day you're gonna rise from your habitual feast to find yourself staring down the throat of the beast they call the revolution. IMF, dirty MF, takes away everything it can get, always making certain that there's one thing left. Keep them on the hook with insupportable debt. And they call it democracy. And they call it democracy. And they call it democracy.
Thank you. Thank you. This is another old song that kind of came back recently. Hadn't done it for decades until a few months back. Thank you.
the mask of the world resolves into round bits of silver on the table.
Thank you. I think I'm allowed to get away with one more here. I guess if I'm allowed, I'm not getting away with it. It's a sort of mixed syntax there.
Stare into the flame filled up with feelings I can't name. Images of life appear, regret and anger, love and fear. Dark things drift across the screen of mind behind whose veil are seen. Love's ferocious eyes and clear the words come flying to my ear. Go on, put it in your heart. Put it in your heart. Deeds done in the name of tunnel vision and fear of change. Surely are expressions of a soul that's turned its back on love. All the sirens, all the tongues, the song of air in every lung. Heaven's perfect alchemy put me with you and you with me. Come on, put that in your heart. Come on, put it in your heart.
Bruce Coburn now lives out in San Francisco. The latest record is called Small Source of Comfort. You heard a tune off of that. But he has 31 CDs out there. You can check out any of them and all of them. And they are powerful, powerful business. Mr. Bruce Coburn, great songwriter, singer, and guitarist.